Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Friday, May 22, 2026. Google I/O 2026. Gemini becomes a full agent platform. What it is. Google unveiled Gemini 3.5, Flash, Gemini Omni, and Gemini Spark at I/O 2026, alongside managed agents in the Gemini API, a single API call that spins up an agent capable of reasoning, using tools, and executing code in an isolated environment. Why it matters. Google is repositioning its entire product stack around agentic AI, giving developers a low-friction path from model to autonomous agent, while simultaneously baking agents into Search, Gmail, and its anti-gravity 2.0 developer platform. Reality check. A sweeping platform pivot announced on stage is not the same as production-grade reliability. Enterprise teams should treat these capabilities as early access betas until real-world stability data emerges. Anthropic launches Project Glasswing to secure critical infrastructure. What it is, Anthropic announced Project Glasswing, an initiative that gives partner organizations access to the restricted Claude Mythos preview model specifically to identify and fix vulnerabilities in foundational software systems. Why it matters. Applying frontier AI to proactive vulnerability discovery in critical infrastructure represents a meaningful shift from AI as threat to AI as security tool, with implications for how enterprises approach software supply chain risk. Reality check. Claude Mythos. Preview will not be made generally available. The program is highly controlled, and an unauthorized access incident was reported on day one, underscoring that even safety-first labs face insider threat and access control challenges. OpenAI breaks through on 80-year-old mathematics problem. What it is? OpenAI's reasoning. AI successfully tackled a long-standing open problem in mathematics, demonstrating capabilities that go beyond pattern matching into novel formal reasoning. Why it matters. Breakthroughs in formal mathematical reasoning signal that advanced AI systems are approaching genuine problem-solving in domains once thought to require decades of human expertise, with downstream implications for scientific research acceleration. Reality check. Solving a single well-defined mathematics problem, however historic, does not generalize automatically to messy real-world enterprise problems. The gap between benchmark performance and operational utility remains significant. OpenAI files confidentially for IPO. What it is. OpenAI has begun informal discussions with Wall Street banks and is preparing to file confidentially for a public stock market listing within days or weeks. Why it matters. An OpenAI IPO would be the most significant AI sector public offering to date, reshaping how enterprise buyers, investors, and competitors assess the broader AI market and long-term vendor stability. Reality check. Confidential filings frequently shift in timing. Enterprise procurement decisions should not be made on IPO speculation alone, particularly given OpenAI's ongoing corporate structure complexity. OpenAI launches deployment company for enterprise AI. What it is, OpenAI launched the OpenAI deployment company, backed by forward-deployed engineers and an acquisition, to help organizations build and deploy production AI systems at scale. Why it matters. A professional services arm signals OpenAI is moving from model provider to full-stack enterprise technology partner, directly competing with systems integrators and cloud-native AI vendors in the lucrative deployment and managed service space. Reality check. Vendor-led deployment services carry lock-in risk. Enterprises should evaluate contractual flexibility and data handling terms carefully before committing large workloads to any single AI provider's services arm. Core.ai. Artemis compresses agent delivery from months to days. What it is, Core.ai launched its Artemis Agent Platform Edition, introducing Agent Blueprint Language, an AI programmable specification layer that the company claims reduces enterprise agent delivery timelines from months to days. Why it matters. Faster agent deployment cycles are a top enterprise priority. If the platform delivers on its promise, it shifts the bottleneck from agent construction to agent governance and integration, areas most enterprises are still unprepared for. Reality check. Vendor-claimed timeline compression figures are typically measured under ideal conditions. Organizations with legacy integration complexity should conduct internal pilots before accepting headline delivery estimates. Comunda process. OS natively integrates with Amazon Bedrock Agent Core. What it is, Comunda launched Process OS, a process automation platform running natively on AWS with deep integration into Amazon Bedrock and Bedrock Agent Core for foundation models, agent memory, identity, and gateway services, available in closed beta starting today. Why it matters: marrying enterprise process orchestration with managed AI agent infrastructure on a major cloud provider reduces the architectural complexity of deploying AI into regulated workflows, a significant barrier for large organizations. Reality check. Closed beta availability means most enterprises will wait months for production access, and the depth of Bedrock Agent Core's maturity for high-volume, mission-critical processes has not yet been independently validated. DeepMind co-scientist, published in Nature, Multi-Agent Scientific Research. All what it is, Google DeepMind published co-scientist in Nature, a multi-agent AI system built on Gemini that iteratively generates, debates, and evolves novel scientific hypotheses for complex research problems. Why it matters. Publication in Nature confers scientific credibility beyond press releases. Multi-agent hypothesis generation frameworks could significantly compress research timelines in pharma, materials science, and biotech, sectors where enterprise R&D costs are highest. Reality check. Scientific AI systems that generate plausible hypotheses still require rigorous human-led experimental validation. Over-reliance on AI-generated research directions without robust review processes introduces new categories of costly error. Standard Chartered cuts, 7,000-plus jobs, citing AI automation. What it is, Standard Chartered announced it will cut over 7,000 positions while accelerating AI adoption to replace what the company called lower-value human capital across back-office and operational functions. Why it matters. A major global bank explicitly attributing large-scale headcount reduction to AI automation marks a significant public data point, accelerating boardroom conversations about workforce restructuring timelines across financial services and beyond. Reality check. Large enterprise workforce transformations attributed to AI frequently involve multiple simultaneous cost-cutting factors. The causal link between AI adoption and specific job elimination is often more complex than executive statements suggest.